Let's talk. When did you get started this spring as far as planting around here?
Well, it was relatively late. Seemed quite late. Fields weren't ready. It was too cold, frost, wet. It was really, really slow getting going for guys.
So where are we sitting now?
Well, corn is pretty much done. If guys are still planting corn, they're planting just sloughs, just real early stuff just to finish out a field or something like that. And soybeans, there's a lot of guys that are done. There's guys that are just finally getting going. In this area, there's a lot of pinto beans, and the economics on pinto beans looks very strong. And so guys are trying to get those pinto beans in first, and then they're doing their soybeans.
So the biggest challenge was some of the last year's corn ground that didn't get worked up, or what?
Yeah, the biggest challenge probably is last year's corn ground, but of course it's the mud. But it is mostly in the corn ground, yeah.
You got much prevent plant in this area?
You know, our area is kind of unique. I've got a lot of guys that will have hardly any prevent plant, and I've got farms that will almost have the whole farm prevented planted.
What are you seeing as far as soil conditions right now?
Soil conditions are, with the exception of the mud, it's pretty good going for the drills and the planters. However, it is getting dry. Yeah. On the top, where they can actually get the seed in the ground. It's kind of hard to, we're complaining, we would like a little bit of rain, but yet it's too muddy in the field as well.
Yeah. You got a lot of soybeans here. How are we doing as far as moving product?
I figure our agency's probably about half done with soybeans. You know, we've got some guys that are done, some guys that haven't even started yet. So I figure we're about halfway.
How unusual is this, the start we've had this year?
This is a very unique season. Unfortunately, we've probably returned about 40% of our corn seed. That's the most we've ever done since I've been doing this. The soybeans isn't that crazy. I mean, we've had years like this, similar to this, and so hopefully in the end, guys can get a lot of soybeans in the ground.
Let's hopefully get that shower we need and settle this dirt down a little bit and get some heat and keep these guys going.
So one of the major challenges, though, of course, in the past, when we've had wet and issues like this, guys have really been motivated to get the crop in the ground because of the economics. Well, now the economics are telling us that the projections don't look phenomenal for these crops, where in the past they looked better.
Pintos are like the one exception this year where guys are really...
Yeah, and sunflowers. Yeah. Sunflowers look okay too, and there is going to be more sunflowers in the area than there has been in the past.
Yeah.